It is Friday, September 27, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's the last Friday of the month, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what that means. It's the Veterans Call-In Special, and we are going to take a ton of calls from veterans today. Every hour, all 3 hours of today's show, we will be featuring calls from veterans. And I specifically would like to hear from them on this escalation of war that's going on. And you know, I've got some pretty sharp opinions on this, but I'd like to hear from the veterans. There's an escalation with Ukraine and Russia. There's an escalation with Israel and multiple countries in the Middle East. And then it's all tied into us because we fund these things. We're deeply involved in these things. And today, both Zelensky and Netanyahu were in America making their pitch to our policymakers on why we should support their wars. I'm sick of it all. I think most Americans are sick of it all. And quite frankly, I find it disgusting as we're watching Israel blow up Lebanon now. I find it disgusting. I don't even care if you do support Israel. I find it disgusting that people are celebrating it. That people are celebrating war and death and destruction. That is disgusting. And it might be one thing if it was our country, but it's not. It's foreign countries. And I'm watching people celebrate this. Now, aside from that, I think most people are missing the story here. But I'll get to that coming up. What is really going on with Israel and Lebanon and Iran and the Gaza Strip and Syria? And why is it always the American people that are getting duped and taken advantage of? So I'm going to tell you what I think is really going on, and we'll get into what Netanyahu was doing today, what Zelensky was doing today. We got big border news. The numbers on the crime statistics today, I mean, it should be it. There's a whole list of reasons why Kamala Harris should be unelectable. But what has happened at the southern border, and now that we have some of these crime statistics that are just coming out, it's so over the top that I don't even know if another argument needs to be made. Though you could talk about peace versus war, you could talk about the economy, cost of living. The open border, though, is just so in your face. So we'll look at that. And then there's also some polling data coming from the New York Times that should be extremely interesting. But I think what might be more interesting is the voter registration data that has just been published. And so we're going to talk about all of that as well. Now, you've got some developments in some of this political warfare going on. Nathan Wade, you know, the old Fannie Willis lover story. There's been an interesting twist and a turn in that deal. And then we'll take a look at another angle of the Eric Adams situation as well. And I got some other odds and ends for you today that we're going to cover. And I got a little bit of a story that I think it really shows where America's at today. And if you're listening to this show, as I've said before, it's not just that you are top 1% most informed people in America, and maybe that number is growing, but this is the consensus opinion that average Americans have. This is common sense. This is common talk. This is what people are thinking. This is what people are talking about. We'll talk about it on the other side.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, We've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Election cycle maybe ever. It's been going on for almost 4 years. It's like it never ends. You're stuck in this loop. No. No. You are 38 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes from Election Day. We are in it. We are in it. The future of America, the future perhaps of the world, maybe the best, certainly the best president of my life versus the worst presidential candidate in the history of this country. All on the line, 38 days away. And I'm fired up. I'm fired up. I'm fired up because I know that the way I feel, the way you feel, is finally the way the majority of Americans feel. People are getting it now more than ever. I use myself, I use my own experience as a barometer, and I'll tell you some stories coming up to try to help you understand why I'm so fired up today. But it's also this voter registration data. It's also some of these polls. It's Donald Trump coming out and saying, look, the only way they win this deal is to cheat. Everybody gets it now. Maybe it's just me in Texas, but I live in Austin, Texas. Maybe it's just me in Texas, but, you know, it's the kind of conversations where, you know, maybe 2016, you're kind of whispering it or talking, you know, kind of under your breath a little bit, like, yeah, you know, I kind of like Trump. I think the Democrats are a bunch of pedophile scum. Oh, yeah. To 2020, but like, boy, yeah, you know, that election was kind of fishy. I think there might have been something going on. To now people just walk right up to me in public. They're like, oh, Owen Schroyer, shake my hand. Boy, are the Democrats going to steal this election? Are they going to steal it again? We really need to get Trump back in there. Like, they want people to hear it. We are in the majority. We are telling the truth. We will be the victors. And I don't know what's going to happen in this election. I got my predictions. In fact, maybe we should go into the Electoral College map and I can just show you where it's at. I don't really think anything has changed. But there are some interesting poll numbers out today. So let's just dive right into that. So I'm going to get into the election news. I'm going to get into the geopolitical news. And then I'm going to open up the lines for veterans to weigh in on this. For the first time in decades, more voters identify as Republican. And the voter data being referenced here is on my desk. I don't want to go through the minutia of every single state's numbers. Let's look at the bottom line. Republicans are plus 393,000. Democrats are minus 3.5 million. And then independents plus 1.8 million. So in other words, that's, I mean, you put the numbers together, I guess a million Democrats are just out. They're just out. They probably don't like anything politically right now. So they're just out. They're just getting out of Dodge. And then you've got Democrats that are flipping to Republican, and then you've got Democrats that are just saying, you know what, I don't identify with this Democrat party, so I'm just going to be independent. I don't really like Republicans either, but I'm independent. I'm out of the Democrat Party. I can't deal with this anymore. Now, that's obviously good news, especially in Pennsylvania, where the Democrats are getting crushed, losing 330,000 voter registrations. Again, most of them just dropping out entirely. Most of them that are moving independent. And I look, unfortunately, I still think the Democrats steal Pennsylvania. It's going to have to be a hell of a steal job. And I hate to say that because the great Scott Presler is putting in the work. He is putting in the work. But they have a lawsuit that's hung up in the court system where the Democrats have 10-to-1 poll watchers. And you have to understand, if they can get away with that, blatantly illegal, I mean, not just unethical. I mean, you're talking about ethics. It's illegal. 10-to-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania will be Democrats. The RNC is suing. It's caught up in the legal system. It's run by the Democrats. So if they can get away with that, then, folks, it's over. I mean, nothing will stop them from stealing Pennsylvania. If they can get away with 10-to-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania, blatantly illegal on its face, then they're just planning on stealing Pennsylvania, period. I don't know what else to tell you. And they already got issues with the mail-in drop boxes. They already got issues with the voter rolls. And then, of course, there's the actual tabulation centers, which are going to be run by Democrats. So, I mean, we know what they did in Georgia to steal Georgia. So they can just sit in Philadelphia and triple count ballots until they have the right lead for Biden, or just do it all day long. Excuse me, Harris, or just do it all day long to keep Harris to pace. It'll have to be a massive steal job. But what do you view 10-to-1 poll watchers, Democrats? That's a massive steal job. So if they get away with that, they will steal Pennsylvania. Done. Now, if the Republicans win in court, it'll be a lot harder for them to cheat Pennsylvania. They won't be able to deliver 330 ballots at 3:30 in the morning in Philadelphia, all for Joe Biden like they did in 2020, this time for Harris. They won't be able to do that. And plus, it'd have to be probably like 500,000 this time. But if they got 10-to-1 poll watchers, it's over. They'll do it. They'll do a million. They'll pull in semi-trucks full of ballots for Harris. They don't give a damn. But if the poll watchers, if they win that court case and the poll watchers are there, they'll know to stay. Hey, we're not leaving at 3 in the morning. We know what you guys are going to do. You're going to show up with a mail truck with 100,000 ballots for Harris or whatever you need. So we're going to go ahead and stick around. Now Pennsylvania's in play. But that's hung up in the court system. They can't do it with the mail-in ballots. They can't make up for 300,000. Let's just use that number because that's about what it was 2020. They can't make up for a 300,000 vote deficit with mail-in ballots. They can't. They can probably get at most 100,000 with their vote mules. At most probably 100,000. So that's not going to be enough. They need to have the poll watcher advantage. They need to have the poll watcher rig job so they can stuff the ballots in Philadelphia. And if they need to, have the emergency ballot show up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And they've already laid out the excuse. And Pennsylvania is obviously big. And they've already laid out the excuse. We might not know the results on election night because of the mail-in ballots. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, in other words, Trump will be winning, and then a magical arrival of mail-in ballots will show up, and Harris will win Pennsylvania. But it's okay, because Trump doesn't need Pennsylvania to win the election. And maybe, guys, just pull up 270 to win in case I have time to do it this segment. Well, that's if Trump wins Pennsylvania, but let's just take it down for now, because that's not even right, but it's close. No, I don't know whose that is. It's a little wrong. It's close. You guys were close. So let's see what happens in the courts. Trump will win North Carolina. They just removed almost a million illegal votes from the voter rolls. Trump will win North Carolina. Okay, you guys are going to force me to do it, aren't you? Okay, the crew has just forced me to do it, so that's fine. They've taken control. I'm out of control. Virginia. Trump will win Virginia. Glenn Youngkin's strategy will work in Virginia. The Virginia Republicans are working for Trump, and they also cleared, I forget the number, it was hundreds of thousands of illegal voters off their rolls. Trump will win Virginia, okay? But look, guys, Trump is going to win Indiana, so you can go ahead and make that red. And at this point, Democrats have 10-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania. The Democrats will win Pennsylvania. So you go ahead and make Pennsylvania blue. But see, there's the good news. There's the good news. Trump still wins. I believe Nevada is the key state. I've said it before. I'll explain it again. Trump will win Georgia. The Republicans found out how the Democrats stole it, triple counting the ballots, the fake water main break. We know the story. Trump will win Georgia. Arizona, a lot of court battles going on. I don't trust it. So I'm just gonna say right now, Democrats win. The Democrats run the Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin. No voter signature verification. Any mail-in ballot can count. They're not clearing the voter rolls. Democrats win Wisconsin. Minnesota, virtually the same deal. Minnesota's interesting, but I have no reason to believe it's going to flip red. So I'm going to leave that blue. Now, I will tell you, if we had a fair election, Trump wins Arizona, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan and Pennsylvania, guaranteed. Probably New Hampshire, too. I think New Hampshire and New Jersey are in play, but I can't count on that. New York might be in play. In fact, I'll give you a little secret. You know, a lot of people on the far right that are anti-Israel or against Israel's influence are very, they get upset because Trump is very pro-Israel and very pro-Jew. But I will tell you behind the scenes, Trump is really pissed because he's done more for Israel maybe than any other president in modern day history. And he's done more for American Jews, maybe more than any president in American history. And he's sitting here and he's saying, look, I've done everything for you. Where are the endorsements? Where are the resounding endorsements? He's trying to win New York, folks. The Jewish vote in New York is huge. Trump's trying to win New York. I'm telling you the strategy right now. You want the behind the scenes? This is it. Trump's trying to win New York. He's going for the Jewish votes. He's doing everything to get them. And he's sitting around and he's saying, where's the endorsement from Netanyahu? Where's the endorsement from all these Jewish leaders in New York City, the coalition of the synagogues and everything else? Where is the endorsement? He's pretty pissed about it. And I don't blame him. So that's what's going on with that. New York might be in play, but I'm not going to count on that either. I think it's all going to come down to Nevada. That's why Kamala Harris stole the no tax on tips policy, because their internal numbers probably have it coming down to Nevada as well. Biggest city in Nevada is Las Vegas. Most people that work in Las Vegas are in the service industry. They work for tips. That could change the results. That could be the entire election right there. That's how insane this is, and I have Trump at 270 with these results on the screen. So that's where I have it. Nothing has really changed. If anything, the last time I did this, everything has just been fortified. And really, what the battle going on in this courts in Pennsylvania and Arizona are kind of the only things up for grabs right now. Kind of the only thing that's up for grabs. Now, what's interesting is if New Jersey or New Hampshire is in play, which I think it could be, then that would change everything, but I can't rely on that. I have no reason to believe, other than just if we had fair elections, that they would be in play. But we don't, so I don't think they are in play. But yeah, I mean, you want to see the results of if we had actually fair elections without a bunch of Democrat cheating? Go ahead and turn Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan red too. Guarantee you, if there was no cheating, this would be the result. Guarantee you. Now, I might even go as far as to say that Illinois and New York would go for Trump as well if there was no cheating. I would even maybe go that far. So, yeah, Trump would probably get about 400 Electoral College votes if there was no cheating. But here's Donald Trump himself. He knows it. Everybody knows it. Do we have that clip, guys, of Trump saying they're going to cheat like hell? I don't see it on the list. We'll find it. Let me hit these other poll numbers, and we'll find the clip. So the Harris-Walz campaign just sent this out, and it's a poll from the New York Times. And they have Trump up 5 points in Arizona. That's probably accurate. Trump up 4 points in Georgia. Trump up 2 points in North Carolina. Now, why is Kamala Harris going to Arizona to stand in front of Trump's border wall? Because they had these internal numbers weeks ago. So that's why they planned this Harris trip to the border. Remember, she'd never been to the border. And I think it was Lester Holt says, well, you've never been to the southern border. She says, I've never been to Europe either. You've never been to McDonald's either. But, you know, doesn't stop you from lying about that. So they had these numbers, folks. She's down 5 in Arizona. That's more than Georgia. That's more than North Carolina. They had these numbers. They had to get her to Arizona. They had to get her to the border. That's why she's down there and going to do a little speech or whatever it is in front of the border wall. Now she loves the border. Now she loves securing the border and Trump's wall. She wants to finish it. Maybe it'll be the Harris wall. So that's what's going on. But here's Donald Trump. And this is just the truth about the upcoming election.
I lose. I'll tell you what's possible. Because they cheat. That's the only way we're going to lose, because they cheat. They cheat like hell.
100%. 100% they cheat like hell. Everybody knows it. And look, if you want to look at everything in the silver lining, everything is part of a divine creator's plan. Everything is part of God's plan. So did we have to go through this as the American people? Did the American people just have to see how corrupt the Democrats are, how much they steal elections? Did we have to go through this to save our country? Look at this from the LA Times today. They don't even hide it. U.S. speeds approval of citizenship applications as election nears. That's an interesting combo headline, isn't it? That's an interesting tag team. Hey, we're going to speed up approval of citizenship because the election is near. Huh. I wonder why. With an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. Many immigrants want to get citizenship in time to vote in the upcoming election. I mean, God. They just don't even hide it. They just don't even hide it. And then they're asked about it, and the Department of Homeland Security says, oh, this has nothing to do with the election. Oh, sure. No, it doesn't. Of course not. We trust you. You just let in 15 million illegal immigrants and are trying to get them to vote as soon as possible, and you're basically indoctrinating them into the welfare state and the Democrat Party politics, but it's not about the election. So then, would you guys mind waiting until after November to do this? Well, we need to do it now. We need to do it fast. But it's not about the election, so you can just wait till after the election, right? No. But it's not about the election. And yeah, that's the video from the Oversight Project with Muckraker, who was just in studio. They go to these illegal immigrant hotel centers and they all say, yeah, I'm voting for Harris. They're not even citizens yet. Huh. I mean, so they don't even hide it. Here's Michael Whatley, chairman of the GOP, the RNC. In just the last 2 weeks, GOP lawyers have stopped undated ballots from being counted in Pennsylvania. So that's one way they did it. There'd be mail-in ballots that weren't even dated, so you don't even know when the vote was cast. That happened in 2020, so they probably filled them all out on election night. Sued in Nevada to prevent non-citizens from voting. 100,000 illegal votes were removed from the voter rolls in Nevada. So Trump victory looming. Sued Michigan's Secretary of State twice to protect mail-in ballot safeguards. Yes, but Michigan still will not take proper protocols to only count legal ballots. The RNC will continue to fight every day to protect the vote. This election will not be won or lost at the voting booth. It will be won or lost in the court system. And so the states where the Democrats have had victories, like Wisconsin, Democrats will win. In states where Republicans have had victories, like North Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Trump will win. That's just the truth. That's where we're at. And most people know it now, by the way. That's all I hear about. Because I get recognized when I go out, and I've got friends that just know I'm political, and they might not be political. And everybody says the same thing is, elections are rigged. They're going to steal it. That's just like the number one talking point for what you might call a normie that doesn't follow politics. Everybody gets this now. And they see Harris. I mean, I got these clips. These are black focus groups, and they just have a huge panel, and it's all black people, and they all say the same thing. Harris is unelectable. I can't stand her. She's a total phony. She's not presidential. She doesn't represent black people. We'll regret it if we support her. There is no support. And it'll be a major wake-up call. You can drive around Wisconsin. You'll see Trump signs left and right and Trump flags everywhere. Won't find a Harris sign. You'll find a Trump hat. Won't find a Harris Walls hat. Can't even find a Democrat. And then the Democrats will win Wisconsin. And people will finally say, okay, what the hell is going on here? So that's how this is going to go. I have no doubt that's how this is going to go. Look at this at Arizona in clip six. Just B-roll it as we go to break here. Look at this in clip six. This is a college campus in Arizona, folks. A college campus. That's like 80% Democrat. College students vote 80% Democrat. And all of these people are rushing to a Trump booth to get a Trump hat and sign up to register to vote for Trump. I mean, it's a mob scene. You've never seen anything like this. That's in Arizona. Trump should win Arizona, but it's going to be decided in the courts, just like Pennsylvania. So that's what's going on. There's never been anything like this political movement. People want to save the country. Whether they like Trump or not, it doesn't matter. They know Trump's the best option. Whether they're a Republican or a conservative or not, it doesn't matter. They know the Democrats are the problem. So, hey, this is a hell of a political movement that we got here. And we got 38 days. 38 days. What are they going to do to try to stop it, I guess, is the real question. We'll get out the phone number for veterans when we come back.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, their programs come to an end. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host. Jones.
Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
What's really fucking cool? All these really different types of people and groups that are banding together right now. You have everything from white-collared traditional folks to blue-collared or military types to these hippie spiritual types just all coming together. You know, it was so cool to see Tucker Carlson banding together with Russell Brand and RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and even Elon, who are old-school Democrats, and they're teaming up with Trump. And it's because right now, let's be really clear on what's actually going on and what this is all actually about. This isn't about left versus right or liberal versus conservative or Democrat versus Republican. It's actually about those who are lying to us versus those who are telling us the truth. Those who want to suppress and censor our speech versus those who are literally fighting for our ability to speak freely. Those who want to suppress our freedoms versus those who want to uphold them. Those who want real health care and actually want us to be healthy versus those who want to continue to make us sick and live off of sick care. Those who actually want to end the wars versus those who start them and keep them going. This is a crucial time in human history. This doesn't need to be tribal. If you wake up enough, you might just come over and join us on Team Human over here. And that's the fucking vibe today, baby.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Delta Cat. And that's exactly right. You know, I'm not really into Marvel comic book superhero movies. I mean, every once in a while there'll be a good one that I'll like, but I don't really rush to the theaters to see them. They don't really do much for me. I mean, this is the real superhero movie. You're living it. You have an opportunity to be the hero. You have an opportunity to actually go up against evil. Who needs Marvel comic book movies? You're living it. So, with that, I want to give out the phone number. We're going to take calls from our veterans the rest of the way. Really, anything you guys want to talk about. If you want to talk about the escalation of war, I'm going to get into some geopolitical stories here shortly after I give out the phone number. So if you want to talk about that or anything else we've covered today, this week, whatever you like, this show is for you, the Veterans Call-In Special. The line to call in, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we've got the number on the screen for you. Just give us a call. Let us know your name, your state, and what branch of the military you are out of. And we will get you up and on the air. A reminder, it's not too late to get your raffle tickets to enter to win the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. With every purchase there, you get raffle entries for the monster truck. We're raffling off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Custom built 2024 Ram monster truck. And we've got great t-shirts there. We've got t-shirts from the first days of InfoWars. Some of the first t-shirts ever sold at InfoWars brought back. And then some of the more popular designs throughout the years. And then some new designs as well. Not to mention new hats, decals, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, you can join the Alex Jones VIP Club and get an increased discount. But it's not too late. It's not too late to enter the raffle for the Alex Jones 2024 Ram Monster Truck. So make sure you rush to thealexjonesstore.com and get into that raffle. All right, while they are getting the phone lines loaded up, let's just look at some of this geopolitical news here. So you had Netanyahu and Zelensky both in the United States today. Now, Zelensky had been here a couple days begging for money and weapons of war to go against Russia. And at this point, Zelensky's a total puppet. He is an illegitimate president. His election cycle has already come and gone for re-election, so they canceled the election. The emergency powers that he kept himself as president under have also expired, so he is totally an illegitimate president. Nobody in the media is talking about that. We will. He was at Trump Tower today. Isn't that interesting? Zelensky at Trump Tower today. He also had some kind things or nice things to say about President Trump, at least through a spokesperson earlier this week. Now, this obviously has angered the Biden-Harris administration. They are actually furious about this. And I do wonder how it plays in some of the internal politics that are going on, even though the support for Ukraine has come from the majority of the left and the right in Congress. But the Harris campaign was really mad that Zelensky dared to meet with Trump today. And so then they started posting all of these photos and videos of Harris and Zelensky while he was actually meeting with Trump to try to distract like it wasn't going on. I believe Trump can get a peace deal done. Whether that goes through Zelensky or Putin or as he's a middleman between the two is to be determined. The Biden-Harris administration, they're not even answering the phone. They're not even talking to Putin. They don't even care. Ukraine to the current administration and the deep state is just a client state, a money laundering rat hole for weapons to their proxy groups and money to their oligarchs and also their proxy groups. And so that's why as soon as Biden got in, it was flush all the money and weapons into Ukraine. And Russia knows this, by the way. So it's not just about NATO. It's about Ukraine being a client state of the military-industrial complex. And God knows what else. Human trafficking, money laundering, I mean, you name it. And so Putin doesn't like that either. And I don't think Donald Trump does. So they can't really get away with it when Trump is president. But he says he'll have a deal negotiated before he's even elected. Maybe that's what today was really about. But Zelensky meeting with Donald Trump at Trump Tower had the Biden-Harris administration really upset. Or maybe it's more accurate to say it had the Harris campaign more upset. I don't think Biden cares about much these days. Need I remind you that Biden actually spoke at the UN earlier this week and nobody cared? Nobody cared. Did you see a single headline? Did you see a single clip? Was there anything profound that was said? No, no, and no. It was a nothing because he's done. He's given up. Once they ran the coup on him with Kamala Harris, he said, I'm out. Do whatever you want. I'll show up when I have to, but that's about all you're going to get from me. Then there was Netanyahu. And I'm going to tell you something now that it's how I see it. I think it's what's going on. Nobody else is reporting this. And that's because most in the media are either just virulently anti-Israel or just vehemently pro-Israel or even bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby. And so nobody can really look at this and try to parse through what's really going on because they're so biased. So Netanyahu addresses the UN today and the vast majority, I mean, based off the images of the General Council here, the General Assembly, about 80% of the UN nation representatives left. They walked out. As soon as Netanyahu took the stage, they walked out. And this is actually a very contentious point, and let me kind of go off rails for a second. This is definitely a contentious point and probably the one place where older generational conservatives and Republicans and younger conservatives and Republicans definitely differ. And that is on the issue of Israel. And I see it every time there's a big development, either in the war front or whenever Netanyahu comes to town. So you have kind of your older generational conservatives or even just your Jewish conservatives like a Mark Levin or a Ben Shapiro that are just fawning over this speech. I mean, Netanyahu can do no wrong. They're basically drooling on their microphone over this. And there were others as well. But so you kind of have that older generational conservative where it's just like, oh, you stand with Israel no matter what. Well, I kind of represent more of the younger generational conservative. And unless you're Jewish, and there are many younger Jewish conservatives as well, but unless you are Jewish, you know, we don't really care much about Israel, to be quite frank. Most conservatives that are in their 20s or 30s, if they're not Jewish, they really do not care about Israel. And you're not going to convince them that they need to care about Israel. And you're not going to convince them that we need to be funding Israel, whatever they want. And you're not going to convince them that they need to be celebrating Israel's wars. Now, that doesn't mean that they are inherently anti-Israel. It just means we're not interested. I'm done. I have no interest in supporting Israel. Israel can take care of itself. Israel can handle itself in the region. Not my business, not my job. I want nothing to do with it. And I think that's going to be, I think that will be a basic populist and even conservative geopolitical approach to the issue, probably by 2030, definitely in the 2030s, for sure. Unless there's some other big event or false flag or something else that changes that trajectory, that's where it's going right now. And maybe even Israel knows that. But okay, getting back on the rails here. Netanyahu has an arrest warrant from the international criminal courts. I mean, the list of war crimes they're accusing him of it's long. And so add the recent one with the pagers. Now, Israel is bombing the hell out of Lebanon. And I think everybody is missing the larger story here because there's something truly, I think, depraved when I see supposedly conservatives celebrating a foreign nation, striking a foreign nation. I just don't get that. I don't understand that, quite frankly. It's kind of sick and depraved to me. That's not conservative, certainly not conservative. But to see people celebrating a foreign nation bombing another foreign nation is kind of disgusting to me. But it's everywhere. So Israel's now bombing Lebanon. So they've bombed how many different countries, invaded the Gaza Strip, gone into the West Bank. Just it's been total out of control since October 7th. And it all makes sense now. They stood down on October 7th so they could do all this. What's their final plan? I don't know. Is it greater Israel? I don't know. Is it just the West Bank? Is it just the Gaza Strip? I don't know. Do they just want to eliminate Hezbollah? Here's what I think is actually going on. And this is based off of recent history and now what's happened in, let's say, the last 2 weeks. Nobody's going to do anything to Israel. The international courts have shown that they have no bite. And the UN General Assembly walking out on Netanyahu means virtually nothing. And you basically have a situation in Israel where I would say it's very hyperpolarized with either support of Netanyahu or people demanding Netanyahu resign. There's massive protests in Israel every day for Netanyahu to resign. So this idea that all of Israel is behind the Netanyahu regime and their bloodlust is just inaccurate. But here's what I think is actually going on, and I've not seen anybody else talk about this, but I think Israel has already cut a deal with all these other countries. I think the deals have already been made. They've got a deal with Lebanon. They've got a deal with Iran, maybe even Syria. And I think that these countries, specifically Iran, I think they've double-crossed Hezbollah, is what I think has happened. How else has Israel been able to eliminate virtually the entire Hezbollah leadership to such an exact degree that they can sell them a freaking pager? And you could say, oh, well, Israel has the intelligence and they've got people on the inside. Well, if they've had that, then why hasn't this been done a long time ago? No, I think Hezbollah has been double-crossed. I think Israel's cut a deal with Iran and Lebanon, maybe Syria and other leaders in the Middle East. And I don't know. I can't tell you the exact nature of the deal. Maybe Israel says, okay, we're going to get this land. We're going to get this territory. We'll leave you alone here. We'll leave you alone here. We'll have peace negotiations. Let us finish this job. And then we'll have the peace negotiations. And then everybody gets to win. Everybody gets to act like the good guy. Everybody gets to remain in political power. And then maybe Netanyahu even says, and I'll just go away. And that'll be my legacy. I got the Gaza Strip. They'll put a big building and put my name on it. And then I'll be gone. You guys can get rid of me. We can celebrate peace. Everybody gets a political victory. That's what I think is going on. That's what I see going on here. And guess who gets taken advantage of again? Guess who's the fool again? It's the American people. Because we just gave another $8 billion to Israel. Meanwhile, they're probably doing back-channel deals where none of it even matters. And just the other day, the Houthis are firing missiles into Israel. Every single one of them gets struck down. You don't think somebody's telling Israel the rockets are incoming? Americans need to get smart, folks. Americans need to get smart. Every single one of these nations is using and abusing us because our leadership is dumb and corrupt. They're stealing our money, is what they're doing. They are stealing our money. You tell me how Israel is able to do all this and now bombing the hell out of Lebanon with no repercussions. Unless you say outright blackmail of these leaders, then nothing else makes sense to me. So I'm going to leave it right there. That's what I think is going on. I'm not hearing anybody else talk about this. I just can't make sense of it any other way. I don't understand how all these countries that Israel is just on an aggressive assault against and they just do nothing. It's not about America. I mean, it is about America having their back. Don't get me wrong. But it's also, no, there's something else. They're cutting deals, they're double-crossing, they're double-dipping, and their leaders are outsmarting all of ours because our leaders are stupid and corrupt and bought and paid for. That's all it comes down to. And most people in the media are biased one way or the other, and so they can't really see straight on this deal. That's my opinion. Maybe the veterans agree, maybe they disagree. They're on the line right now. Let's go to them, and let's start with Pedro out of the Air Force in Michigan. Pedro, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right, we're having a bit of delay. We got some slow fingers on the phones today. Guys, let's go to Pedro, Air Force veteran in Michigan. Okay, Pedro, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Just want to say thanks for doing the show again. Half my career was in special operations, so I got to see the other side of what most people don't see. Trump let us do what we needed to do, and once he was out of office, everything's changed. So he knows we need to get out of these wars and bring back all our troops and get out of funding all this mess.
And I think that there's the two factors there is, one, Trump is not dumb. He's not going to be taken advantage of. And two, he's not part of this military-industrial complex cabal. So they can't just do whatever they want with Trump. He's going to be analytical, and he's going to make decisions that he thinks benefits the American people.
Exactly. He knows what's going on. We're tired of it, 20 years of doing this stuff, and not to win. It's over.
Or to just lay down, like in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Anything else, Pedro?
No, the Afghanistan thing is something that most of us aren't gonna forget. And that's a sore sort of subject right there.
Yeah, I don't understand how anybody who served in those wars in the 2000s could ever vote for Kamala Harris. I don't understand that at all.
Hey, thank you again.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to Lauren out of the Air Force in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm actually in Idaho, but I wanted to say, first of all, I'm sorry to hear about InfoWars and what happened with the court. That's such a bummer. I'm a first-time caller, but I have quite a story for you. So in 2011, I was in the withdrawal in Iraq. I was at Balad when they closed the base. And what people don't know about that is we did leave a ton of equipment in Iraq as well under Obama. They actually had to hurry me out of there because we had a girl go missing in our dorm. So I got hustled onto a plane to Al-Udeid to get out of there because it was getting sketchy. Fast forward, I became a contractor. In 2016 to 2021, I was in Bagram, Afghanistan. And so I was there under Obama and then Trump. And then Biden. So when I got there in 16, pretty quickly, we had the suicide bomber go off on base. I was there for that. And basically, CENTCOM, like, made sure to not give... Obama was doing the Hearts and Minds campaign. He had a bunch of Afghanis on base, which were making huge amounts of money, but they were obviously smuggling HME on and created a suicide vest. So anyway, so they... The CENTCOM commanders did everything they could to keep it out of the reach of Obama, like basically holding off for by the time Trump got there. So fast forward to 2020, people don't understand in 2020, Trump brought in A-10s in early 2020 into the country, and I wouldn't know it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. I'm not sure if it's ever been disclosed, but the A-10s wiped out the opium field. I saw it with my own eyes out of the airplane. I was in aviation.
Well, would you like to provide a little context? Because people, I think, this isn't a story that obviously gets any coverage, not just what you just brought up. But when the U.S. went into Afghanistan, they took control of the opium fields, the opioid fields, which are used for pharmaceutical drugs. They basically took command of that trade almost immediately.
Yep. Yeah, and it was a lot of CIA. There was a lot of CIA involvement in the opium fields. And I know that we had some military members that were, you know, out of the wire, and, you know, they had problems with it too. And I know China was involved too. I mean, obviously they do lithium mines in Afghanistan, but they were also part of the opium fields. But I'm telling you, in early 2020, I saw Trump bring in the A-10s into Kandahar, and they lit the opium fields on fire. I watched it out of my aircraft window. So I know that happened. And by the time the A-10s left, they were parked up in Bagram. So my assumption, Kandahar South, Afghanistan, Bagram's north. So my assumption is that they clean sweeped the entire country and probably got rid of all that opium. Shortly afterwards, most people also don't know this, Trump closed the Kandahar airfield down south with no incident, right? We didn't hear anything about that. There was no incident. He did it in phases. He did it calmly. We would stop there for midnight chow. And we watched it, you know, slowly phase and close. He did it without incident. So 2021, Biden gets in, and it was, and also under Trump, what was cool was that he had released the red tape. So there was a lot of actioning that we couldn't do, like certain targeting, that when Trump got in control, it was actually April 2017 when all the red tape lifted. So we were able to do our jobs effectively in the air, helping with like reconnaissance and stuff like that. And we were able to watch the teams on the ground execute flawless missions. So then I was there April 2021. Biden got in, and he was like basically totally screwing up the logistics, the entire base. Like, they were moving us around, they were closing chow halls. It was totally a mess. But what was interesting, and I want to bring this up because it's really important, we talk about the $85 billion that was left there in equipment. Well, there were 316,000 small arms in country that were given to the Taliban. Bagram Airfield had a plasma laser where we, as contractors, I have pictures of it, took our M4s and our 9mm, the whole unit. We took it to where the plasma laser was on the north side of base, and they plasma lasered them to ash. So we had the ability, and that was in April, so we had the ability in Afghanistan to eliminate 316,000, at least small arms, from going to the Taliban, and we did not do that. And making an assumption for me, I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, Trump iced the opium fields, and they were probably pissed, and Biden was doing a deal, so I...
Oh, absolutely. That was an incredible call, Lauren. I thank you for that. And let me just expand on that in closing. They use these areas for there's multi-purposes. But this is, again, I said earlier about Ukraine, and then the Afghanistan withdrawal is the same thing. They use these areas to fund their proxy armies and arm their proxy armies. And there was even a movie that was kind of about this called Lord of War with Nicolas Cage. And it's the same thing. They do these things intentionally, so they can get arms in their proxy groups. And that's what they did in Afghanistan. Yeah, they could have disabled all those weapons. They didn't do it because they wanted them to go to the CIA and other deep state proxy groups.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full-spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.